you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
No.
Tan Line Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Nick will be here a little later on. Mr. Moderation, we call Nick. We found out yesterday he only smokes pot 3 to 4 times a week. He's Mr. Moderation.
Or good. Maybe a supply thing.
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll delve deeper into that. The bosses love that.
All right. Well, let's see here. You'll be pleased to know that it was on this date in 1991. The album Rope in the Wind.
Garth?
From Garth.
Who cares?
Became the first country album to debut at number one on Billboard's pop music charts.
Was this the second one? Yeah.
I don't know that I'm pleased to know that.
Is this the striped shirt gut one?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not displeased. They're all the same to know.
I know they are. It's all horrible.
Yeah, that's the one you're thinking of.
Then why would it, if it debuted at number one? Oh, yeah. I read an article about some of the phoniness that is involved with number one hits. It's way too inside radio, but it was a lot of that, especially country.
Does it get reported?
They just say, okay, yeah, you can be number one this week. We'll be number one next week. And
gets reported differently, or it's totally artificial?
I don't know. I don't really care, especially about Garth Brooks.
Yeah, see, I don't know what gold and platinum means anymore. Yeah.
Well, it's still 500,000 and a million, yeah.
Yeah, but it's mostly streams now.
I don't know. I have no idea. They count those.
If you sell an album digitally, it counts as an album sold.
Because nobody buys music anymore. Yeah, right. People rent music.
Yeah. Well, vinyl sales are way up. So people want to buy stuff now.
Do they really?
I haven't bought a tune in years.
Yeah, but what's the percentage of vinyl to streams?
It's got streams still way more.
Like a million to one.
Right, right, right.
I realize people collect the vinyl.
Right.
But it did for a long time. If you bought an album and downloaded it digitally, it didn't count.
No.
And it should.
It should.
Yeah.
Of course, it should.
You're still buying that album.
Exactly.
Well, that's dumb.
Speaking of music, the Stones kicked off their tour in St. Louis, right?
Yeah, they did. And then to they went out on stage, and it was Mick and Ronnie and Keith, Mick Jagger, Ronnie Wood, and Keith Richards,
just halfway through
the
show,
of the stage.
Halfway through the show, probably. They didn't want to be a downer right away. But I bet you it was halfway through the show.
This says, opening with a montage of pictures of Charlie Watts.
Oh, cool.
And then the three of them stepped to the front of the stage, holding hands as Mick spoke about their friend and bandmate.
We knew it would be quite emotional seeing those pictures of Charlie up on the screen. This is our first tour that we've ever done without him. So I think all the stuff and the reaction from you guys and all the things that you've said and we've heard from you has been really touching. And I want to thank you very much for all your wishes.
And I love that they're still just packing houses in their upper 70s. That is so cool.
You went to the ZZ Top show. How long into that show before they acknowledged Dusty? If I remember correctly, it was towards the end.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you would think they wouldn't want to bum themselves out to start the show. But that's cool.
I didn't realize until I read, and it makes sense, that those guys didn't get to go to Charlie's funeral.
No.
Because they were already here in the U.S.
Right.
rehearsing.
Right.
and to go back and quarantine, and they wouldn't have had time to get to the funeral,
That's
and then
right.
they'd have to come back and quarantine as well. So they just stayed here. I'm sure they were there virtually.
Yeah, they probably were, It is what it is. Because COVID sucks. I'm doing my own research on COVID. I'll let you know more details.
They
later.
Said a little bit more
okay.
dedicating the tour to Charlie.
You don't miss Charlie so much on the stage and off the stage. And we'd like to dedicate this tour to Charlie. So,
oh my God! I gotta go see this show. Where is it again, man?
Oh man!
Yeah, I know. It's just oh man!
I think Minneapolis is the other close date.
Is that the closest?
Yeah.
Eagles tonight, but I have my vaccination card. No, I do. problem with the Eagles, and I love the Eagles. They're one of my favorite bands. And as I saw them last time with Glenn Frey, and it was I was fourth row. And it was the band. I don't really care about orchestras when it comes to rock music. I want to see the band. And it was just the band playing early Eagles. It was called the History of the Eagles Tour. They did the whole thing, and including our friend Joe Walsh, who I love dearly. And the band played. And to me, it would be a downer. Although I'm sure a great show tonight, it'd be a downer compared to what I saw.
It'd certainly be a different show.
Yeah. Totally different. The country guy off stage and the orchestra. I'm sure it's going to be great.
Absolutely.
And I've heard it is because a buddy of mine saw it back east. But nah. Yeah.
So Vince is still with him?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he's fine. Yeah, okay. And also Deacon
and
Frey.
Kid, yeah.
And he sings some of the songs.
They're pretty much.
Yeah.
They
sing the Glenn Frey stuff.
That's the band now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Do they have their own orchestra?
This one's, they're touring now with an orchestra.
They don't hire the local orchestra?
No, because that would suck.
Sometimes bands do that.
Yeah, they do, but not when it's really involved, because the band, they really have to know what's going on.
Because there are some cities that have some pretty good orchestras.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but it takes months to rehearse for stuff like this.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
You can't have an out-of-tune cello. Actually, I don't want to hear a cello at all, so screw I want to hear guitar and drums.
Yeah, but you don't have to practice to be in tune or out of tune.
That's a good point. Yeah, I've been hearing. I hear some. It's funny.
You either are or you're not.
I have this eye raising thing because I'm at a lot of football games anymore, so I hear the national anthem a lot done by high school bands, and it's all fine until you hear this. There's always one.
Always
horn.
One of them.
It goes. And I just look over at my wife. My eye raises up. I go, okay, there it is. There it is.
Damn saxophones.
Yeah, but symphony orchestras seem to have eliminated that.
Well,
those guys are pros.
They get paid to do that, exactly.
They are.
They get paid to
They're
do
pros.
That.
Yeah.
They played the cello in college.
Right. Yeah, and if you stuck a piece of music in front of them, they can play it.
And I do love that the Eagles are actually, you have to have a vaccine again, or a 72-hour, 24-hour test. I'm not sure that they're playing in Omaha tonight.
How long ago did your Metallica boys do the symphony?
Well, they've done it twice.
Album?
Yeah.
The most recent one was in 2019 they did that.
I'm sure it sounded great, but I'd rather see Metallica just with guitars the way it's meant to be.
Yeah,
that's one thing I like about Tom Petty. He never did an orchestra show.
Exactly.
You could look through the
whole
catalog.
I think bands get bored and they want to do something different.
Sure.
I understand why they do it, but it's like,
Well, the two times
play the guitar and the bass and the drum and rock out.
The two times Metallica's done that has not been a tour. It's been
a video.
Two nights,
a show,
twice.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Probably San Francisco, right?
San Francisco. Yes,
Stones aren't touring with an orchestra; they rock.
Yeah, it was just it was basically just a one-off thing, but they released it on album both times.
Yeah, that would be a pain in the ass to tour with an orchestra.
But you get a vaccine to get in. I ain't gonna go.
Then don't.
Exactly. I love it. I saw some Facebook stuff.
Anybody
vaccinated want to go? And I saw somebody goes, I can't find my card. Wink, wink. Shut up.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm Mr. I can't hang. I think the Eagles are going on stage tonight at like 8:30. I was driving home from I was in the car last night around 8 o'clock. I said, are you kidding me? They'd be coming on right now.
Yeah.
And I can't get up and do that anymore. Because I got to party a little bit. It's a concert.
Yeah, ticket time is 8 o'clock.
Eight.
Ooh.
So eight. I mean, even though they're going to probably go on stage fairly immediately, it's still maybe 15 more minutes.
But
and then it's a 2.5 hour show.
I was going to say it's probably 2.5, 3 hours.
Right.
Whatever the start time was for ZZ Top
was on time, but that's casino time. They go
that,
on.
Yeah,
because
that
they
was
want
ZZ
you to gamble.
Top time.
Oh, that was it. They were on the 5:30.
Yeah, I was told getting when I was getting my tickets, I was told ZZ Top is going on stage right at top of the hour.
Oh, you're right. Because
somebody probably
has to poop in a couple hours,
or they've started before the time on.
Yeah,
the ticket.
Right. Yeah, you were the one kid.
Oh, yeah,
which
you,
is
Chris Isaac.
Yeah, you and I were walking through the parking lot to Chris Isaac and hearing Wicked Game as we were coming up to the gate.
Are you sure you read the ticket time properly?
Yes.
He was three songs deep in his set, and we were still there 10 minutes ahead of ticket time.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you didn't read your ticket time
no.
right.
No. We looked at it.
Coming from a guy that thought the Black Crowes played a song and they didn't.
They did for me.
Yeah.
You missed it.
I did.
I got an extra tune in there.
I would have liked to have been at the concert in your head.
Yeah.
You don't like all the songs.
Was it kind of hazy?
Other stuff that creeps in.
Yeah, if only. Some things are much too clear. What's next on the stack? you didn't win the Powerball.
Oh, I got to play that.
Oh, you knew this. You knew you didn't win.
I knew I didn't win because I didn't play.
I didn't know that nobody won, though. No.
Yeah, you did not win the Powerball. Tomorrow's jackpot, or the next jackpot, will be 570 mil. And your odds of winning, better than that, 1 in 292.2 million.
So you're saying
there's a chance.
Absolutely there's a chance.
Right.
There is no question about that.
Well, it's almost getting to the point where it may be worth my while.
And I just bought gas yesterday, and I forgot to go inside and grab one.
Right.
Damn it.
I'm front row of the Eagles. I got to win that today.
Mm.
I think like the 8 rows back I saw was for $1,200 a ticket on Ticketmaster.
Man. I could do that.
And that's resale, though.
That's resale. I know it's resale.
I know, but people look at Ticketmaster and go, ooh, why are the Eagles charging $1,200?
No, that's not the Eagles.
No, Ticketmaster is charging $1,200.
That's a resale guy.
That's their verified resale thing that they see. That's not the face value.
No, not at all.
I see people raging about that all the time, and it pisses me off.
Do your own research. Figure it out.
That's not the
It's not the band.
They have done their own research.
Right.
You can't do research.
Right.
Right, the band is not selling the tickets.
No, hell no.
No, that's not the face value of those tickets.
Not at all.
What is face value? Any idea?
I'm looking at it right here. It's about $96 for most of the bowl here, it looks. The upper bowl.
Right. What about the most expensive ones?
I said, I saw one for $1,200.
Yeah, but that's Ticketmaster price. I want to know what the
originally
face was value.
Recent. Originally, there might have been a fan club kind of thing for the first 5 rows. Who knows?
Oh, it's Turner Gill that plays for the Eagles, not Vince Gill.
Turner,
I had an email.
That's right. It is Turner Gill.
Forgot to stick with that bit.
Vince was a quarterback for the Huskers years ago when they were good.
You can get good seats in the lower bowl right up by the stage for a couple $100.
Well, then.
No, this is face value.
Oh, okay.
This is face value.
Available.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there are still seats available.
Yeah. That's because they're making us be safe.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Pfizer's in the mid to late stage trials testing out an oral drug meant to prevent COVID infection in those who have been exposed. So let's say somebody in your house has it. You don't want to get it. They want to give you this drug.
All right. Yeah. You guys would have took that originally because you were technically all exposed with
me. Absolutely. I'd eat that every day.
Right. Yeah, I would just put it with my vitamins every morning.
Right. More than 2,600 healthy adults who live with a person who's tested positive for COVID and is symptomatic will be studied in the trials. The drug is designed to be taken after exposure at the first sign of infection and can fight off illness for up to 2 weeks. So you only need it every, you know, week or two.
Okay, but, you know, I take it like a supplement, like Bush said.
Well, it's funny because there are people out there that think the shot is the mark of the devil, whatever, those idiots, but they'll pop all kinds of pills.
Right.
So they would, I mean, all these anti-vaxxers might even take a pill, which is the same thing. It's called medicine in your system.
Or smoke a light bulb full of meth.
Yeah, there you go.
That's not the mark of the
devil.
There
you go. That'll keep you.
Yeah. And be sure, and for a little background on the mark of the beast, a lot of people thought that Social Security numbers were that, too.
Yeah.
So ask them if the Social Security number is actually their mark of the beast.
I'm sure every number at some point has been the mark of the beast. Like when the telephone came out.
Oh, yeah.
Your telephone number was the number of the beast.
I don't pick up the phone.
Well, but the Social Security number is you. That is your 666.
Yes, it is.
Well, now the telephone really is the thing that's tracking you.
And that, too.
Yeah.
If you got a phone in your... That's what's marking you.
Absolutely, it is. Also that shot. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. And the man who tried to assassinate President Ronald Reagan 40 years ago will be a free man soon. The judge says he'll remove John Hinckley from all court supervision next June.
Yeah, that's history. I know it's a long, long time ago, but he shot Reagan in D.C. Well, look at the video. You've probably seen it a million times. James Brady took one in the head. Another guy got shot, too, by the way. He's okay.
Forrest Gump was there.
And Forrest Gump was there, exactly. He was hanging out right there in front.
Where was he imprisoned?
Upstate New York somewhere, I believe.
The mental facility.
Mental hospital. Right. Yeah. Virginia.
And I did hear that he's allowed to go out unrestricted now, but he can't call Jodie Foster. And if you don't know that story, and a lot of you might not, Jodie Foster was the actress he was actually infatuated with, especially from the movie Taxi Driver, too, because she was a teenage hooker. He was infatuated with her and wrote love letters to her and probably shot Reagan because of her.
Just to get her attention.
To impress her.
And can you imagine, I realize nobody's going to ask Jodie Foster in an interview. She's pretty reclusive anyway. She doesn't show up too much. She acts a little bit. She's great. You think they still ask her about that?
Yeah.
Now they will, because he's free.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, now it's a legit question.
What if it's his first call when he gets out, and they just say, okay, you're back in?
Well, here's the deal.
40 years later, he can't call Jodie Foster. He can't even be around her, which is good, because she's a freak.
But to be fair, we can't call Jodie Foster.
True, but we can hang out in front of her house.
Yeah.
He can't even do that.
But a guy
we can get it within 100 yards of her if we know where she's at.
He would probably try a little harder than we would.
Yeah, that's true.
He's
going to get off court supervision if he remains mentally stable.
Right.
Well, hasn't he kind of been out for a while?
Like, yeah, he has.
He's been
weekend trip for years now.
Since 2016.
His parents had money. They lived somewhere.
He got released from a mental hospital in 2016.
Yeah, he would go visit his parents on occasion, right?
At least his mom.
He had to be there and mow her lawn, yeah. His mom hasn't been alive still. I think she might still be. Yeah. They're not letting the dude that shot Lennon out, though, because Lennon died. Yeah. But they could say, go. Here's go out in Central Park and just go free. Mark David Chapman, and he'd be shot within a minute. That's a guy that killed Lennon.
Yeah, you just have to announce that you're all going to go hang out at Strawberry Field.
Exactly.
There would be a line to knife that guy.
There wouldn't be peace and chance there. A line to knife that guy, exactly.
Be the lineup in the aisle in Airplane.
Right, exactly. Just all stabbing
them. With a lead pipe.
Yeah, just stabbing them.
Sorry, you killed Lennon. I got to do this.
Right.
Court documents say that the Fawn Fire in Northern California was started because of arson.
A crazy bitch.
Was she trying to boil water outside?
No, she was not trying to boil water.
Oh, that's what it says here.
No, it doesn't.
Woman charged with starting California wildfire while trying to boil water. That's what this says.
Yeah.
Well, everywhere else it says trying to boil bear urine.
Oh, they didn't want to write bear urine on the CNN website. They put water.
Partially water, but no, that's an incomplete. That's incomplete.
What's it taste like?
That's inaccurate.
What's bear urine taste like, Boogie?
I have no idea.
You're the camper.
Charging documents show.
If you boil it, does it take out all the impurities? Can you drink it then?
I know what tent piss smells like, but I don't know what it tastes like. And I don't know what any kind of animal
But that's boogie piss. That ain't bear piss.
Charging documents show that 30-year-old Alexandra Suverneva accidentally started the fire as she boiled the urine to drink.
Oh. Didn't she have any water?
How do you get bear urine?
Ask it to pee in a cup.
Well, see, it might not have been bear urine.
That's what I'm thinking.
She thought it was.
Big fat gay guy or an actual bear?
She is professing to be a shaman.
Okay. She is a crazy bitch.
Yes, she is.
And it looks like she said she was hiking to Canada when she became thirsty and approached a puddle of what she claimed to be bear urine.
All right.
Oh, sure.
She said, oh, that's bear urine. She said she attempted to make a fire to purify it.
Now I'll drink it.
She wanted to make a fire to purify it. Okay. The wood she hoped to use was too wet for the fire to start, she said. She ended up drinking the animal urine and went on her way. She allegedly became caught in some brush and had to call the local fire department for assistance. The firefighters requested she empty her pockets and fanny pack, and so she presented some CO2 canisters, a lighter, and a green leafy substance she admitted to smoking that day.
Oh, she's high.
Her statements indicate mental illness or drug abuse.
Okay.
And it seems she's done this any number of times. She's under suspicion for starting many other fires as well.
Now everybody's going to blame it on weed.
Right. They are.
She was crazy on the weed.
That drug abuse, she was high and she drank bear urine.
She may not have drank any bear urine.
No, she saw water in the ground.
She thought it was bear urine.
Well, maybe she has the palate for bear urine.
I think she was hoping it was bear urine.
She could be sentenced to up to 9 years if convicted of starting the Fawn Fire.
Crazy bitch. Did she have a pot and a match?
Did she have a pot for the bear to piss in?
No. And, I mean, just to actually, you know, heat up the bear piss.
Obviously.
Apparently.
Yeah.
She had something.
Well, she was camping. All right. Remember that, Todd. You can boil your own urine next time you need water.
It doesn't have to be a bear.
Or you just got to leave the pot out for the bear.
Right.
Or bring some water.
Right.
Yeah. If the bears know.
Oh, we forgot about that part.
Piss in the pot.
Forgot about
bringing
your own water.
I got a little for backpacking. It's a purifier filter.
Oh, those little life straw things?
Right, I could make the bear urine palatable that way.
Or bring some water.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.